prayer. Oh, gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour. It's the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. To our preachers and to all our deacons, all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, your spotlight shines. You're blinding me with your spotlight, brother. Yes, Lord. Reflection off me there. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. God is a good God. He's a kind God. Thank God for our mayor, of course. God is coming soon, just like he said that he would. And that's what we own right now, the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We can't talk about it, preach about it enough, because that's the next great event on his calendar. That's the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I have found out that so many folks go to church, don't know much about the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's one thing you need to know about, because he's coming again. If he doesn't come back, we might as well shut these doors and go home. It's so important to know. And it's time, what we see and read in the Bible, that God is right around the corner. Bless his holy name. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Acts 1, 9 through the 11 verse. 1, 9 through the 11 verse. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for his word. Lord have mercy, his word. That's what we lean on. Bless his holy name. Acts 1, beginning at that 7th verse. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and all and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you unto heaven, shall so come in the like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. The same Jesus. It won't be a duplicate. It's going to be the same Jesus that went up. We ain't talking much about it, and many preachers not saying nothing about it. But he right around the corner. I believe it from the depths of my heart. That's the reason I can't get off it. Because he told me to stay on it until he take me off it. So I have to stay on it until he take me off it. And you can't argue with me because you don't know what God telling me. I don't know what he's telling you. I'm not trying. You can't understand, and I can't myself. I can't. I know what he told me about his coming. We got to stay there till he take me off it. I may be on it till he come back. I don't know. He told me. I tell you, he told me. He. Folks ain't paying it. Church folks not paying no attention. It's not strange in the Bible because he already predicted that they won't be paying him no attention. But folks that looking for him, they waiting on him. Because you know God cannot lie. He God that cannot lie. He don't know how to lie. He don't have to lie. Because he in authority of everything and everybody. That's his holy name. We still dealing with our same subject. God who needs nothing. Number 120, he need nothing. And my brothers and my sisters, Jesus didn't tell us the day and the hour that his second coming will be in what time. But he gave us the watch for signs of his second coming. Watch the signs that I give you. They're in the Bible. If you study the Bible, they are in the Bible signs of his second coming. And if Jesus does not come back at his church, salvation is incomplete. It's incomplete. We don't have salvation if he does not come back at his church. And he told his disciples, why keep on looking? Looking at him. I know you see him going up, but men said, but that same Jesus that you see him going up gonna come back the same way. Every child of God ought to be excited about that. I say every child of God ought to be excited about the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I promise you, this sinful world won't get any better. I say, I promise you that. It won't get any better. And my brothers and sisters, it's a strange thing that how the devil can have people to believe everything but the Bible. I don't care what kind of book they pick up, they just got to believe it. When it comes down to Jesus, the Word of God, why we scratch our heads so much? And when the Bible does not lie, God Almighty, I said does not lie. In this sinful world, he promised to come back afterwards, but we can believe every kind of book, I don't care who wrote it, we just believe it. But when it comes down to the Bible, the devil says, don't believe that. We allow the devil to keep us in unbelief. Many people take the Bible as kind of like a fairy tale story. Yeah, you know, kind of like a little children's story book or something like that. It's more than that, my brother and sister. The author of the Bible is God itself. How God can make mistakes? If you believe the God that we believe, because you, I said we, that we believe he cannot lie.
All right.
He can't lie. How God can lie when he got all things in his hand? What he got to lie for? You just got to believe what the Bible says. He said he'll be back. But so many folks don't believe that Jesus Christ will not come back. He's coming back just like he said he would. It's no fairy tale. Truth is complete. Truth is complete. Everybody say truth is complete. God already done completed. If he said it, it's already complete. It's no fairy tale. God already told us he's coming back one of these days. And my brother and sister, everything that man needs to know about real life on this earth and eternal life, he can find it, or we can find it right here in the Bible.
Amen.
Just look at the Bible. You find everything. Don't take the Bible lightly. When you read the Bible, believe God's word, because God's word cannot lie. And so many by the meeting right now, as I speak, don't believe Jesus is coming back the second time. We take the Bible too lightly. The Bible is the only book that can tell us where we come from, what we are doing, and where we're going. Only the Bible can do that. It tells us where we come from, what we're doing, and where we're going. God knows everywhere everybody comes from, what everybody doing, and what everybody doing, and where they're going. Where are you going when you leave him? Everybody say heaven. Can you raise your hand and say that? I ain't see every hand go up, though.
All right.
You don't know where you're going?
All right.
You're going somewhere. When folk lay cross here, they're going somewhere.
Right.
You ought to know where you're going when you leave here.
Right.
How you know, Reverend Walker? Because God told me if I confess the Lord Jesus with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, I am saved.
Yes,
so I don't have to scratch my head. I'm going to heaven when I die. Have I done what the Bible said do? And you've got to believe the Bible. He's coming back at his church. He ain't leaving his church down here alone. He's coming back after his church. And my brother and sister, please don't take the Bible lightly. Please don't. Don't have that attitude of trying to help God do some things that you can't do. You just do what you're supposed to do and let God take care of what he's supposed to do. Because he's able to do what he said he's going to do, and he's doing what he said he's going to do. God needs nobody, but we need him every second of our life. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, time came out of God. And time have a beginning in God. And God got everything under control. And time have an ending with God. He started time, we end time, and time gonna end one day. T-I-M-E gonna end one day. Time gonna go into eternity. And that's what we got to understand. We just waiting on Jesus to come back where he can fix things just like he said in the word of God. The word of God cannot lie. You got to believe it. If you don't believe it, you're in bad shape. Because it's the only way a man can go to heaven through Jesus Christ, by believing the word of God. So many folks don't believe Jesus coming back. I said folks go to church, don't believe Jesus is coming back the second time. Because the world is saying, where is he? That promise that he said he's coming. It's not his time yet, but his own time. I don't believe it won't be too long from the depth of my heart. When you read this book here and then find out what God done said, the signs of his time, you can see it right here in the Bible. Bless his holy name. But folks not getting ready for that. But he's coming back. Well, you ready or not, we can play hide and seek. You know, so if you're ready, not ready, I'm coming anyway. If you're not ready, he's coming. In the last and evil day. Bless his holy name. If you don't believe that Jesus is not coming back the second time, Lord have mercy. Just think
what's going to happen to me. Just think what's going to happen if I don't be ready when he comes. How to be ready? I just told you. And so many folk in the world are not ready. So many folk go to church not ready. I mean that. But preachers ain't saying nothing about it. You going somewhere when you leave here. You got to go somewhere. Everybody want to go to heaven, but everybody don't want to do what God said to go to heaven. And God have it so simple to go to heaven, but we're ashamed to give our life to Christ. Shame of what? What you ashamed of? If I got anybody in here not saved, what you ashamed of?
You're right.
You got to remember now, he wasn't ashamed when he was out there butt naked. Can I say butt naked? Butt naked out there on the cross, hanging for us out of stinking sin. And he wasn't ashamed of us. Why should we be ashamed of him for what he done for us? It wasn't his sin, it was our sin. God cannot sin. He hung out there for us. And you trust to be ashamed of Jesus. Shame on you. Oh. And I found out that Jesus doesn't need us for nothing. We need him every second of our life. Always remember, we don't wake him up, he wake us up. You'll need him before he'll need you. So, he coming back. Just like he said he would. And watch this. The average church member don't know nothing about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And it is the next great event on God's calendar to come back at his church. And God doesn't want his church to be ignorant of his second coming. That's the next great event of his coming. All the event, the great we call great event, have already happened. Next great event is the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But preachers, I don't talk about these preachers, I don't know. They ain't think I'm saying that.
Right.
I don't see no more preachers. I'm just talking about y'all right now. Preachers not saying nothing about it. They just preaching how to get over. They just mostly preaching about something that I can get a hold to, that man can see. But what about that what man can't see? What about the power of the Holy Spirit? We love to hear what God can hand out, but what we giving him? Oh, boy. And I find out that's the way you have to please folks that go to church sometimes. Not all of them. Everybody like the same now, but you got to please folks go to church. What, Brother Walker? Said things they love to hear. Y'all just don't know. You need to be a real preacher. You don't want God to get behind you. See, we can't compromise the gospel kind of whole folks. You've got to preach the gospel to please God.
All right.
And when you preach the gospel to please God, God protects you. Because
yeah.
Folks got to get the real truth because one day they got to face it.
Yeah.
And when they face him, the first thing that they may say, the preacher didn't tell me that.
All right.
I didn't know that.
Mama.
And God don't get the preacher because he didn't tell you. But the main thing about it is so many false ones everywhere now.
Right.
I say everywhere.
Right.
They know how to put on. Jesus talk about sheep clothing. All that goes on in the world today. Bless his holy name. And not looking for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he don't want to be ignorant of his second coming. And my brothers and sisters, we stopped off on last Sunday telling you the two main signs that God wants his church to watch for his second coming. To know. He lists them out. Number one, the behavior of this sinful world. Watch the behavior. Watch the attitude. Watch the conduct of this sinful world. Don't you see how bad it's getting? It's so dangerous, not pitiful now. It's danger everywhere you go now. You better have you some Jesus on your side. You ain't got to do nothing to get killed now. You just be out there in the way. It's just watch now. And what happening now is just a little sample. It don't get worse. Y'all think it's gonna get any better? It won't get no better. It don't get worse. I'm keep telling you that. And some of you ain't paying me no attention. I'm keep telling you, it won't get no better. What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? Get your house in order. Get your house in order. Because you don't know how you're going to leave here. And you don't want to leave here without knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior. Oh. And you can see the signs of Jesus right now. I can see him. I hope some of the other preachers can see him too. You can see the signs of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The behavior of this sinful world. Paul, get your Bible. Look at 2 Timothy 3, 1 through the 5th verse. Just listen now. You've got to listen at the word of God. I know it's not popular, but I've got to tell you. God Almighty.
This know also, that in the last days, perilous time shall come.
Dangerous time. Danger. He gave us sign. The behavior of this sinful world. Danger time don't come. They're already here. Ain't no respect for nothing to nobody now. Folk don't respect Jesus. They don't respect the church. They don't respect Christians. They don't respect mama. They don't respect daddy. They don't respect nobody now. They are shooting if I ain't getting their way. They're shooting because I don't like you. They're shooting because this, that. They'll kill you for anything now. Danger time. I said danger time. Can't get no gas now. Somebody may shoot you anything. Don't care where you go. They shoot up churches now. They don't care where you go. It's danger time now. Number one safe place for your soul is in Christ Jesus. I said for your soul. And we're taking it light. The church taking it light. I'm going to tell you why. We ain't going to get through the day. I'm going to tell you why. Why are we taking it lightly? But the devil not playing. The church is playing. But the devil not playing. And Jesus already just told you about it. We playing almost. That's all we just playing church now. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
God Almighty.
Covetous. Boasters,
listen to that.
Proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
They got brought there last week, see? Men. Notice now, they loving their self more than they love anything. I'm going to be satisfied or else. Cover yourself. They want everything somebody else got. Boasters. They boasted and bragging about what I did, what I'm this and that. All that. They boasting. Almost saying, can't nothing kill me. They are proud. And that come dead from the devil. The devil got lifted up in what? Pride. Blaspheming God's word. Blaspheming God's church. Blaspheming God's folk. And then it said disobedient to Pam. That's happening right now. You can't even whip your own child when the Bible said don't spare the rod. If you spare the rod, it's to spoil the child. And we can't even whip our own child. Ain't that something sad about? But the Bible says whip him. You ain't going to kill him. Let him cry. That's what the Bible said. The Bible said that. You ain't going to kill him. Whip him. Whip him. Whip him. But watch this now. You got to watch the devil. And if you put a whip on him, he'll put you in jail. You got to watch what's going on. The devil, he in leadership. He everywhere now. He taking over. Now, I can't whip my own child when he disobedient. Now, the Bible told me to whip him when he disobedient. So who you going to obey? Who you going to obey? The Bible says whip him. You ain't going to kill him. Let him cry. But we said stop whipping it. Well, what we going to do? Are we going to obey God? an obey man. Oh boy. I don't believe I'd be standing here if my mama had that whooped my behind. I know children ain't popular with y'all, but I'm gonna tell the truth, that's all she. We could even we had to respect grown folk regardless.
Right. Amen.
If mama said hush, we hush.
Right.
If mama said come, we come.
Yes.
If papa said go, we go. If papa said sit, we sit. If papa said get up, we get up. But now we got to talk back.
I ain't gonna do nothing. You don't tell me what to do.
Boy, my mama would have killed me if I said something like that. If I told my mama, you don't tell me what to do, I won't be standing here right now. See how the devil done changed the law around now? You can't even whip your child. That's the devil's law. You get my butt? God said whip him. The Bible said don't whip me. I mean, the Bible said whip him, but we said don't whip him. But he gonna grow up. No respect for nobody.
Amen.
No respect grown folks, no other folks. Kill you for you, look at him wrong. What you looking at, man? What you, can I help you? And you better say, yes, Lord, yes, ma'am. They'll shoot you in a minute. What happening now? This way the world is now. Watch the attitude of the world.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
It's the attitude. We got to watch the world attitude and the church attitude. You'll find a sign of his coming. Blaspheming God would, disobedient to Pam, unthankful. So many folks are unthankful and pitiful now. Being unholy. Ain't nothing holy no more. Nothing. We need to respect the church.
Amen.
Folk doing everything in the church now. Don't respect some church. Don't, ain't no respect nowhere now. Because the time we are living in. Bless his holy name. Read on, Paul.
Without natural affection,
oh, Lord.
Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good.
Lord, I must. Ain't that something? Folk don't like you just because you're doing good.
Well, that's right.
What happens? See, when you're doing good, they look at you and call you yourself, you think you God. Kind of make you feel bad in a sense.
You're right.
They don't want no more good. They get joy out of doing what? Bad. Doing good, y'all feel good about it. But when they do good, folks look at you like you're crazy.
Come on now.
Right? And trust to tell you, it don't take all that.
Uh-huh.
Folks stop doing things what you're doing now.
All right.
Folks doing what they want to do now.
Amen.
How they feel now. God Almighty. They despise you because they're doing what? Good. God Almighty. Tell lies on it before you bat your eye good. True break. All right. Going on right now in the world. You can see the signs of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Read on, Paul.
Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
God Almighty.
Yeah.
Just look at high-minded. High-minded. You got a high mind. Think they more than somebody else and putting you down, but I'm up. Because they high-minded want to do this to let folks see the brag on them. And if I get over that hill, they're going to brag on me. High-minded. I just want folks to brag on me to let them know that I'm doing well or doing fine. Or don't pick on me. Lover of pleasure more than the lovers of God. That's what you got to watch shudders now. Watch this now. Watch how they're doing the church now. Folks don't put church an hour time on Sunday.
Amen.
They give him an hour now and think they've done something. I went to church. You know. That's all. You just went to church. What you learn, what you do when you went to church. See, but I'm thinking about, I'm going to get on time, do this, gotta do this, gotta do that. But now, time you get sick, then you wonder, want the church folk come pray for you.
But you ain't got time to come to church for God. You won't give him no time. But you get a word all the time. But when you get down, you want folk to come see about you. You don't want to come to the church house, but you want the church to come to you. These kind of things happening right now, they love pleasure more than they love God. Oh, boy. This is what happened. Watch the world. You can see the signs of the time. We don't know the hour. We don't know the day. But we see the hours. We see the signs of the time. And this happening right now. Right now. We don't respect God. How? We don't respect preachers. I know some of them live like devil, but we don't respect. But we ain't got to live by that. We all don't live by that. But church folk live so well that
right.
So the world don't have no respect for them.
Right.
That's the problem. We can't tell folks to come to church and see you doing the same thing all the time. They love pleasure. So folks don't stop witnessing now because they're out there with the folks. And you can't run with them then tell them about Jesus Christ because they're going to put their finger right in your face.
You're right, Pastor.
Boy, I know this good gospel, but I won't get my dinner for it. But I know it's good gospel, though, but it's good gospel. This the gospel needs to be preached today everywhere because this is what happened in these last days. And you know it happening. So the preacher got to preach it.
Amen.
Ain't no sign. There ain't no sign about this and that is going on. It's the world you got to watch. And God got it in here. This what happened tonight. We ain't paying it no attention. Somebody got to remind us. Preacher not afraid, got to tell you about it.
Right?
God Almighty. I just believe. Let me tell you what I believe, Jesse. I just believe God can get two fishes and feed me. If he can get two little fish and feed all them 2,000, 4,000, 10,000 folks, I know good well he can get two fish and feed me.
Yes, sir. Right.
That's what preachers got to understand.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. This thing is real.
Yeah.
We take the church something to play with, but boy, this thing is real.
Yeah.
It's happening right now. We don't believe Jesus coming back. The same Jesus that left here, the same Jesus gonna come back. Oh, ain't no love for God too much now. Oh, ain't no love for God too much now. We don't cut the service down to an hour on Sunday now. A lot of churches don't cut our prayer meeting. I said, cut prayer meeting out. A church ain't praying, boy, in bad shape. That means we're two or three gathering my name, I'm in the midst. Because you know it's gonna get like that sometime. God ain't worried about no crowd. He wants the two or three. He'd rather have the two or three than have a million out there ain't doing nothing. He wants the two or three. And where two or three gather together, we got the majority. When you got Jesus, you got the majority. God can take care of us anytime. Bless his holy name. So this what happening right now in this world and we paying it not attention. And the Bible already don't say it. So you got to watch now what's happening in this world. What happening going on for us to know what's happening. So time is right around the corner. We paying it no attention. You got another verse, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Read it.
Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
Turn away from that kind of junk. Having a form and fashion. Just putting on. And we got a lot of that. She's dealing with church folk right now in that thing. See, he's dealing with church folk now. See, that poor had a form of godliness, but denying that power that God is able to keep me. See, he's able to keep us. See, they are. But such turn away. What are you trying to say, brother? Don't follow that crowd. If you see it acting like that, what you following them for? You could be in the same trap they in. Turn away. That means that turn away. Paul trying to teach Timothy to preach that gospel. Preach it. To let them know. These times are here. God can do anything. When you deny that power, he can't do nothing. But when you've got confidence in God, faith in God, God can do anything but fail.
Right.
Heart of mine.
He said, turn away from that crowd. Because it's happening right now. And young folk, you go see some of the old folk gonna see it. I don't believe they're gonna be long for Jesus to come back. I really don't, from the depth of my heart. We're thinking it's gonna be many years and years. It's gonna be that. It's gonna be something that's gonna knock you off your feet. Just watch the signs now. I'm trying to watch the signs of his coming. Watch the sign, not the moon. But number one, this sinful world. See how sinful it gets, and see how the church is leading away from it. And you'll see that Jesus right around the corner. God Almighty, we got to watch what he said. That's his holy name. Thank you, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Paul is letting the real church know in the last day it is going to be very difficult to be a Christian. That's right, in the last day. See, all those friends say I'm a Christian. It's going to be hard. People will love only themselves as money. When they love themselves as money and they love money, they will be proud and boastful and sneaking or laughing at God's children. Children, I just told you, disobedient to Pam, ungrateful to them, and bad. Everybody say bad. Children, bad now. We were disobedient in a sense, but they don't got what? Bad. They cuss mama out now. They cuss daddy out now. They cuss next door neighbor out now. Children, I'm not hard on you. I'm just telling you what the Bible said. That's all. If you're in this kind of shape, you better get yourself shaved up. Because it ain't good for you to be in this kind of shape. That's all. That's what the Bible's all about, to let us know how we stand. And need the signs of Jesus right around the corner. Bless this holy name. And you got to watch. And be careful. Because time is winding up on us. In the last, in the evil day. And my brother and sister. And you find folks now. They puffed up in pride. And they will go to church. But they won't really believe anything they hear from God. And said we had a good time worshiping God. That's what they said now. We had a good time worshiping God. And my brothers and sisters, all Paul is saying to us, don't you be taken in this kind of mess. That's all he's talking. He's telling us. He told Timothy, don't do it. Now he's telling us in this kind of mess and these kind of folks, because they'll lead you astray in the last and the evil day. The devil know his time is not long. I said, the devil know it. He know how much of time he got coming. He already know that, and he know it's not alone. God Almighty, bless his holy name. And Paul, look at 2 Timothy for me now. 3, 12, and 13.
Yea, and all that will live godly
listen now
in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Yeah. Reverend Walker, you ought to say that because I'm already scared enough. See, but watch this now. See, that's the very reason we don't want folks to talk about us.
Amen.
Not only talk about us, there's going to be some persecution on down the road. See, it's going to be some persecution. See, live godly in Christ Jesus shall what? Suffer persecution.
It's coming.
You can see it happening now. Watch this. The church right now being, I said, low down. Then anybody can fix it right now. Folk don't count the church of nothing now. The word of man don't count the church as nothing now. As nothing. I just go to church and I'm in church. They don't count no church folks no more. Why, Reverend Walker? Because a lot of church folks out there with them.
You're right.
That means they don't respect us. They won't respect us because we out there with them. We beat them to places we all want to be at.
Right.
We scared to say amen somewhere. We scared to say hallelujah because we're going to be talked about. Boy, you know what? You know it's good to be whipped for Christ's sake. You know it's good to be talked about because you're doing good. Do you know it's happy to be good, to be whipped for Christ, to be whipped by folks that didn't bless by Christ? That's one thing that they can't stop Jesus from loving you. They can't stop Jesus from taking care of you. If God wants you to leave because you got killed, that's God's business. Jesus suffered for us. We got to suffer for him. God Almighty. And we don't want church folks to talk about us. Lord, that's old Reverend Walker. Yeah, yes, you're here. I'm not bragging, okay? I'm talking about you too. Now, I'm talking about you. When you see you and you know you a child of God and not ashamed of him, boy, they talk about you. I promise. Just be, keep on smiling.
Yes,
keep on doing good.
Yeah,
if you speak to him, how you doing, man?
Yes,
they come, that's what I mean. That.
Yes,
don't let them hold your head down. Uh-uh, buddy. I know who I serve. Yes, you're going to go through some persecution, but God got something waiting for you. And you're going to, I believe when we get to heaven, folk that died for, even died for him already.
Yes.
Some of them have died for him on down the road, but I believe when we get to heaven, boy, it's going to be a joy unspeakable. It's going to be a joy just to be whipped for him. Because them disciples got a whip for him. He said, we wasn't worthy to be whipped for you. God, ain't that something? That's how we got to love Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Regardless of what folks may say, what they may do to us, we got to make a stand for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't let the world suck you in. Stand there for Jesus Christ. Getting a little, well, I ain't down in the gospel now. I'm getting in some of that little sweet stuff. And but some folks catching hair. We don't want to catch no hair for Christ. We got to be in love with the world and also loving Jesus. It ain't going to work like that. You got to make a stand. I don't care who tipped you trying to do bad. You stand still for Jesus. Jesus fight our battle. Oh, boy. We don't want to suffer for Christ's sake. You ain't going to lead to God says so anyway. I believe the honor from the depth of my heart to be talked about. I said to be talked about. To be lied on. But they're going to get to a part of persecution, I believe, before Jesus come back on the church. But the church right now, I haven't got to that yet, but the world right now showing herself. And boy, we haven't seen nothing yet. I said the world, we haven't seen nothing yet. Watch and see. Danger to go anywhere now. They're going to get just that bad and badder. Old folks there, and badder. Watch. I'm seeing nothing. What you trying to say? Well, if you're not saved, you better get saved.
Amen. Amen.
Ain't no safe place nowhere on this earth now. God Almighty. I say ain't no safe place nowhere on this earth now. But I be careful. I don't go over yonder. You ain't got to go over yonder. I don't go down there. You ain't got to go down there. I don't go cross yonder. You ain't got to go. You can get killed anywhere now. Even in the church house.
Amen.
And but one safe place to be in now is in the Christ Jesus. And you can't leave here until God says so. Can't nobody take your life until God says so. But don't be worried about that. You ain't going to do your duty as a Christian. God will fight your battle for you. Oh, suffer for his sake. Read on, Paul.
But evil men,
watch this,
and seducers shall wax worse and worse.
Listen now.
Deceiving and being deceived.
Reverend Walker, you tell me it won't get no better than what the Bible said.
All right.
Evil what?
Amen.
Evil. And false doctrine, seducing spirit. They gonna get worse. Wax worse and worse.
Yes, sir.
What they doing, Reverend Walker? Deceiving and being deceived. They deceiving folk and the devil deceiving him who deceiving.
That's right. Amen.
He think he right. The one that being deceived. God Almighty. And he deceiving a lot of more. Boy, he's coming. He's here. And the church need to know something about it. The church got to make a stand regardless of who go against you. You got to make a stand for Jesus Christ in these last and evil days. But why are we so shaky? Huh? You watch the news, you see how the world, but these are the signs now. It tells you right now, but we all don't want to believe that. We looking right at it and still don't want to believe it. It's happening right now in your day, in my day. It don't got down to us now. See, some folks don't think Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. And he told you, I'm at the door. These kind of sayings, these kind of sayings right here show you he at the door. His coming is at the door. The best thing now is trying to get closer to Jesus Christ and please him and not this sinful world. This world is sinful. Oh, bless his holy name. You got that, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Now, Paul, look at 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5.
I charge thee,
listen now,
therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, and his appearing and his kingdom.
Now, watch Paul now. Paul already told Timothy and the rest of them how bad he's going to get. Right, already told. But now, then he said, I'm going to charge you.
Yes,
now, you're going to get rough.
Yeah.
Your life may be taken.
Yeah.
You're going to be challenged all kind of ways. They're going to do this, they're going to do that. But right now, I'm charging you.
Yes,
I'm charging you. I want you to preach the gospel. I want you to tell folk what thus said the Lord, regardless of what happened to you. It can't happen to you except God allowed it to happen to you. If God wants something to happen to you, can't nobody stop it. But I'm trying to charge you to let you know. Don't be afraid. You get to tell folk what? The truth. I'm charging you to preach the gospel. Don't compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ because of what folk may do or say. You just preach the gospel. God Almighty. The gospel would bring folks alive. Where you dead, that crooked mean bring alive. Where you were dead in your sin. But when you hear that gospel, you wake up out of your sin and out of about going to, I say, hell spiritually. Jesus is on his way back. I'm charged to preach it. I'm charged. I said charged. Whether who lack it or who don't lack it. I'm what? Charged. Not dogmatic. I'm charging because God told me to say it. And that means Paul telling Tim, don't be afraid. I'm charging you, boy, before God. You better preach the gospel. Don't let me get a hold to you. You see, the devil, don't you let me get the whole thing. I can stop the devil, but the devil can't stop me.
Right.
That's what Jesus is saying to us. Preachers, you've got to preach the truth.
Amen.
No, it's not popular. Especially in times like these.
Yes.
See, church folk now want to do everything and don't want nobody to say nothing about sin no more.
Right.
Sin is still here.
Yes. Right.
And that's when in these last days he's trying to show us what happened, and they're happening right now. You see them, I see them.
Yeah.
The sign is the lifestyle of this world and the lifestyle of the church.
Yeah.
And this just well, I'm dealing with the world now. The church got a problem too. The church got the problem. I promise you, the church got the problem. But right now, look at the world. Look at us. Look what Jesus is saying. God, look what Paul's saying. Tell her to preach the gospel, boy.
Yes.
Don't you be afraid to preach the gospel. Tell folk what doth say the law.
Yes.
Read, Paul.
Preach the word.
Preach the word.
Be instant in season.
Listen.
Out of season. Reprove. Rebuke. Exalt with all long suffering and doctrine.
Whatever you got to go through with it, go through with it. You just preach the word. Tell the folk what doth say the law. Read on, Paul. I'm going to get through here now.
For the time will come.
Listen now.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
Yeah.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Itching folks. They're itching in order to hear things sound good to them. See. Time will come. And that time is right now. Right now as I speak. Right now. They go find teachers to take some tick of their ears. They got itching ears. To hear something sound good.
Yes,
I know right now to some of y'all it ain't sounding what? But it's the truth.
Read.
And I'm called to tell it what?
True.
Because I what? Love you. I'm charged. I'm not charged by Trump. I'm not charged by the mayor, but I know he ain't in that stuff. But I'm just calling the folks that, you know, in positions.
That's right.
I'm charged by God.
Amen.
To tell the truth. I'm charged. Don't let God charge and you do wrong. But he going to get you. Ain't no way out. If he come at you, Trump and nobody else can help you.
Amen.
Your lawyer be on TV advertising himself. He can't help you. Can't nobody help you if God put his arm around your neck. Can't nobody take it off and save their life. So they find teachers now. They want teachers to make something sound good. Y'all see what the Bible's saying?
Amen.
Well, God meant it. It's on us now, y'all. I promise you. Preachers know what to tell you to make you feel good.
Yes,
and know you living like a devil. I ain't got to know about it. I don't know about you now, but I'm trying to say, know you're not doing right. But don't care. He know what's going on. Ain't saying nothing about sin. Just some chicken and eggs. Make him feel good. That's what happened right now. Folk pay preachers to preach this kind of gospel.
Yes, sir.
I said they pay preachers.
That's right, brother.
Just to tell lies, to make folk feel good, but the only way to hell. Woe unto him! I said, woe unto him! Yeah. Want something to tickle your ears just to sound good. Come on, we got a good child. Yeah, child. Yeah, man. No. No. That preacher got to preach the truth. Preacher, you better preach. I don't charge all of you. Sit up here. You better preach the gospel. If you don't want to preach the gospel, don't come in here.
Amen.
I mean that. Tell folks the truth. Part of mine. Don't let God be on you, buddy. You've got somebody on you and God on you, buddy. You don't want to run with you then. No, Lord. Read on, Paul.
They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables.
Some sound good, little short stories, you know. I'm going to hear a little short story there.
Right.
Yeah. And that's all you know. And what the preach about? Lord, I don't know, but he sure preach. Don't know nothing. Ain't told you nothing how to live. Ain't told you nothing what to do. Just sound good. And, buddy, we got something to fix it too, buddy. I said, we got some know how to fix it. I mean, they can fix it so beautiful until you think it's truth is a lie. They practice this stuff. They learn how to fool folks. They fix it fabulous. They get them lies and make them feel like it's true. And folks, man, in these last days, ain't paying Jesus no attention. It ain't time to be playing preaching. It's time for preachers to stand up to preach the truth, but it's always a time for folks to tell the truth. But now, these are the last days. I promise you, and they're trying to win folks to be popular. When a preacher going to be popular? I'm not in the popularity contest. No, Lord. No, Lord. Oh, I want to be a star. Ain't no star. No, sir. No, sir, but I'm just a servant.
Yeah.
And crazy enough to say what he said.
Yeah.
Crazy enough to say what he tells me to say.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to go to hell and then let them walk up. So I don't let them walk down there. And run up to them and somebody, you know. You know, no, no, I ring down there. I don't know how it is, but no, I know. You with me? Y'all forgive me, though. You went to New Bethlehem? Yeah. This down in hell, they talking, you know, kind of
thing.
Yeah, I thought Reverend Walker was real. Reverend Walker is real. You ain't going to hell, so I send you, buddy. No, sir. You ain't going to talk about me down there. You may talk about me up yonder, but you ain't going to talk about me. I send you. I told you the truth.
Right.
No, sir. Not Reverend Walker. Reverend Walker ain't gonna play with your soul, I promise you. We take the gospel too lightly. Folks know how to play with the gospel. The devil got folks trained how to play with the gospel. These are the last days. You must make sure your soul right with Jesus Christ. And God telling us how everything gonna end up in the last day. How folks gonna turn away from Jesus to fables. Just lies and little short stories. And folks love little short stories now. Ain't nothing but a lie, you know. That's all nothing but a lie. You fix up a little lie, make it sound good. Ain't told you nothing about how to live. Ain't told you nothing about how to overcome your shortcomings. Ain't told you nothing. And just told you left out just a happy for time to get back in your mess. And then you want to crawl back to the church. Then you see. You can't get better by listening to lies. You get better by listening at the truth and do the truth to the best of your ability. God will take care of you. You got one more voice, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Read it, Paul.
But watch thou in all things.
Listen now.
Endure afflictions.
Yeah.
Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry.
Watch. He told us what? To watch. Not in something, but what? You got to endure what? Affliction. Trials and tests and lied on, talked about. You may get killed. You've got to endure. When you stand up to tell the truth, sometimes you got to go through some stuff to stand up and don't hold your head down. God Almighty, you're doing the best you can. Let folks talk about you. They don't talk about you. Let them talk all they want to talk. You can sleep at night.
All right.
They waddling all night trying to sleep. But some of them been in so long, they just keep on sleeping anyway.
Yeah.
They just about know what they're going to do. But preachers, you preach the truth. Saints, you stand up for Jesus and you tell folks the truth. God will bless your life. Because when you leave this life, you're going somewhere to stay forever.
Yeah.
Always remember that. Don't forget that now. I'm dead. It's over. Oh, just started.
All right.
We think when we get roll cross here, we want to put everybody in heaven. Go cross here. Everybody goes to heaven. The preacher put them on, care what they done. The preacher put them in heaven. I ain't said God put them in heaven. I said the preacher. Everybody lay cross there. He better cause the family get mad. A preacher better not never tell. The deceased sister or brother went to hell. He'll shoot him. Everybody lay cross here. Don't go to heaven. Let's stop fooling ourselves. But I ain't going to put him in hell. I'm just going to try to preach to them who listen at me. And a strange thing, that's the thing about us. We get up and get to talking about folks, don't be no harm. I'm trying to straighten folks out. Keep talking about folks. And we know them folks like you know them. We know they wasn't but a devil. You know it too. You can give, yeah. Just be best, don't say nothing. Because I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to preach what Jesus tells me to preach. How living folks can be blessed. Just call folks dead. They think everybody go to heaven. Some folks go to hell. It's just that simple. Stop fooling yourself. We take church too lightly. We take God's word too lightly.
All right.
A preacher can't put you to hell. He can't put you to heaven. But he tell you how to go to heaven. And you know what it takes to go to hell. Just don't give your life to Christ. That's in a man to hell when you don't give your life to Christ. It's just that simple. Oh, mercy. How much time I got?
Zero.
Oh. Where my pistol? Oh, okay. Well, the thing just said zero. Okay, I'll go. This said zero, but okay. That's the only thing that saved you. Who said that then? I tell you, I got a lot of human in me. But, brother, I mean business. Nobody going to hell because I sin. If you come here to New Bethlehem, long as I'm here, God knows I'm going to tell you the truth. I ain't never come here lying to nobody. I'm going to tell you what God tell me to tell you. And got Bible to back me up. Why, Rebel Walker? Because I love your soul. Paul charged Timothy.
Amen.
Tell folk the truth.
Amen.
They don't want it, but you tell them. Because they got to stand before me one day.
Amen.
Everybody got to stand before God one day. Everybody.
Amen.
You can't miss it. Know where you go. Everybody that was born in this world one day got to stand before God.
Amen.
And if you didn't bow down here,
yes,
even folk got to come out of hell,
yes,
down in the lake of fire one day. They got to look at Jesus and say, you are the Savior.
Right.
And got to bow down to him. And God going to send them right back to hell.
Yes,
every knee got to bow. Every tongue got to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yes.
That's when you do it before you die. Because when you die, you got to do it. But you didn't do it down here over here. But everybody got to bow. Judas got to bow again.
Yes, sir.
Even the devil got to bow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That bowing, now he ain't coming out of hell. He's going to the lake of fire. See, he's going to judge and kill him to the lake of fire.
Yes, sir.
Forever.
Yeah.
And when you have a chance to get saved, we don't talk about it enough. These last days, we take it lightly. You got to live somewhere forever. Stop fooling yourself.
Yes, sir.
Stop fooling yourself. God loves you. He can't do but one way to do it. He said, I come to save you by you believing on Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. He wants you to give your life to him. That's not hard to do. Why you don't? If you haven't given your life to Christ, what you waiting on?
Right.
You don't know when you're going to die. That's one thing, you don't know when you're going to die.
No, sir.
In time we're living in now, but you can make it shot or killed or fell, fall dead any time. But why are you going to stay? The devil said, well, everybody, you're the only one down there. The devil bring all that mess to you. You ain't not the only one going to hell. A lot of folk will be down there. All that kind of stuff. Boy, but you'll be there forever. Think now. You'll be there forever and ever and ever and ever. Ain't no time to it. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
I ain't trying to scare nobody. My job is trying to convince you can be saved.
Yes,
right. That's my job.
Yes, sir.
That's my job as a real preacher, pastor, is to try to get folks saved. That's my job. You don't want God to be your enemy. Your bulldog will bite you.
Yes,
I don't care how you feed him.
Right.
He'll bite you. Don't let God be your enemy.
Right.
So you love folk. Preachers ought to love folks' souls.
Amen.
Not their gold.
Right.
But their what? Soul. Ain't nobody going to go to hell and say, Reverend Walker, send you.
Right.
Can't nobody. I'll be in him. I said, they lie. I love your soul. I love your soul. I've been called by God. And I'm boasting about that now. By his grace. I'm called to tell the folks the truth. You go hear lies everywhere now. This, that, this, by God, by the Bible. But go where you hear truth at. If you want the truth, you're in the church. And I know all churches ain't got it, but that's their business. But you're going to get truth here, as long as I'm here now. You're going to get the God-heaven truth. Not compromising. If there ever was a time, preachers ought to stop playing this right now. But they won't stop playing. It's going to get worse. They don't get no better. It's going to get worse.
Right.
Playing with folks' soul.
Right.
Now, look how God got it fixed. God got it fixed where a man can believe on Jesus. I don't care what he done doing. That's the thing about it. I don't care what he have done. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, confess him with your mouth, believe in your heart, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
You can't beat that nowhere. Watch this. What are you ashamed of? What are you afraid of? When God got all power in his hand, can wake you up in the morning, start you on your way, he blesses you with health and all that. Now, what you think you are ashamed of him? What God need with you? What God need with me? He can use me, but what he need with me? If a man confess Jesus as Lord and Savior with his mouth and believe it in his heart, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? See, you got to be saved from something. Saved from going to hell into the lake of fire. That's plain enough. Now, if you're not saved, won't you get saved? Watch now. What you waiting on? Think that, see, I'm ashamed. Shame of who? Shame of what? I'm saved and not ashamed of it. Thank God for looking out on a little crazy somebody like me and save me. Who don't even need me? That's an honor. He saved me and called me to preach. Paul told Timothy, preach the word, boy. Be yesterday, in season, out of season, tell them what thus said the Lord. What thing? I'm about to get somebody saved. What you're ashamed of? What you're afraid of? So when you lay across there, it's over. God knows it's over. It's over. Ain't nothing but date laying across there. You already going where you going. And watch this. I'm going to say, watch this. And everybody in hell, I told you, I'm telling you, got to come up out of hell and bow down to him. Bow now or bow what? Later. Folks go to hell because they want to go.
Amen.
I know it's not popular gospel, but it's true gospel. It's true gospel. It's true gospel. I'm not in no contest with nobody. I got a gospel to preach. Try to help folks keep from going to hell. That's what salvation is all about. You can look at it any way you want to look at it. God come to save man to keep him out of what? Hell. That's what he come for. To keep man from going where?
Hell.
It's up to you to believe it. Anybody want to give their life to Christ, ask your personal Savior. Won't you come give your life to Christ? What if you're not saved, won't you give your life to Christ? Think about it now. If you're not saved, what you waiting on? To die? It's too late then. Ain't no second chance when you leave here. This is your only chance on this side right now. Ain't no second chance now. This is your only chance on this earth to be saved is right now. Will there be one? Somebody may want to come by Christian experience about that.